This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
Welcome to Western CitSci's Podcasts, where you'll learn about the past, present, and future of citizen science. Over the next few weeks, us students from Western University will be exploring everything about citizen science. But first, what exactly is it? Basically, citizen science describes the projects where everyday people can help contribute to scientific research. Citizen scientists can help collect data that will be analyzed by professional researchers, or they can do the opposite. They can also help analyze data that has been gathered by researchers. Citizen science is something that can be done by individuals, teams, or networks of volunteers that have a goal that's in line with a bigger organization. Thanks to the internet and social media, connecting with scientists from all around the world is easier than ever. So, stay connected with our project and you'll learn everything about citizen science. Here's a little preview of some main themes and issues that some of our groups have faced through investigating what citizen science is all about.
A basic issue that we've confronted in our project, which is comparing citizen science and citizen journalism, is that compared to citizen journalism, citizen scientists aren't able to engage in their projects to the same extent as citizen journalists. They're just sort of usually tracking data, submitting numbers, and they're not involved in any analysis. Whereas journalists, because you know they can set up their own websites much more easily, they don't really need to be involved in bigger projects. They have more control over their work. And a lot of citizen science groups are trying to change that.
One sort of issue that we've been dealing with is using the right language. There are a lot of people that don't like the term citizen science, and mainly because of the connotations of the word citizen. So people that maybe are so-called illegals or undocumented might feel excluded, and so they feel like maybe community scientists is a better word or a better term to use. And on the other side, we've met people that are sort of doing social activism work but don't like activism because of all the negative connotations of activism. So they don't want people to feel like distanced by the work that they're doing, so they like to use words like advocacy. So one of the things that we've learned is how important language can be in communicating an idea and bringing people together.
So an issue that we're dealing with here in the history group is the definition of a citizen scientist, because there are characters throughout history called gentleman scientists, like Darwin and Benjamin Franklin, and some historians consider them to be citizen scientists, while some don't.
I think one of the main issues that you see researchers who work with big data running into is almost a quantity versus quality sort of thing. You have a lot of information coming in, especially in citizen science, from a lot of people who aren't necessarily very trained in it, so that means you're sacrificing a little bit of accuracy. The hope of people who use big data for the research is that that accuracy that you sacrifice is negated by simply having so much of it.
One of the challenges of coming up with the future of citizen science will look like is that some of it is a lot of speculation and a lot of, you know, predictions, and you can't be sure. You can only kind of try and figure out what trends are starting to take off now and what they could potentially do in the future.
To follow us on Twitter, use the hashtag at WesternSitSci or check us out on Tumblr at westernsitsci.tumblr.com, where the documentary group has been tracking our progress every step of the way.